Joe, you ever have any brushes with famous inventors?
Interesting. No, I don't. Not that I can think of. I might have to dwell on that one.
I guess
for a while.
I bet you over your career, Joe, you've had some referees that thought they invented the game.
Oh, now that I would probably say.
And some coaches.
Or coaches.
And some coaches that did. Yeah.
Well, Joe, I know Vanderbilt's been back, you know, getting some practice time in as they work their way through finals, and then the next game with TSU coming up on Saturday.
And hopefully everybody getting back to practice. I think they hope to have AJ back to get some practice after letting him lay out few days because of that plantar fasciitis in his foot. Of course, Andre Walker has been sick. Lance Goldburn had a concussion, so they all had to try to get those guys healthy and get back. Practices, though, have been pretty intense. I mean, they're really going to try to focus on playing the way they did earlier in the year. We see it happen a lot. Guys are playing well, and all of a sudden something changes, or for whatever reason, they don't play with the same effort and intensity level that they had earlier, and so they had to get that back. And we'll see how that plays on Saturday afternoon. Obviously, Tennessee State's going to be a team that's really going to think this is a great opportunity for them and try to do what Western Kentucky was able to do and get a big signature win. So Vanderbilt's got to be ready to play.
It's going to be interesting to see how John Jenkins reacts, you know, after probably a subpar game. He was scoreless. Couldn't have liked the way that he played. Just to see how he bounces back.
I think it will be, and I guess it's good to be bouncing back in your own building. You know, that will certainly help to have a little bit of a comfort level, to have a home crowd and the home rims and all that you like. But I don't think John's a guy that really lacks for confidence in his ability and his you know ability to score, to play. So I don't think he probably took much of a hit on that. It was not a good night for him, obviously, but frankly, wasn't very good for a lot of Vanderbilt players that particular night. So that's when I think you chalk up to an experience and just try to put it behind you and move on.
What has he struggled the most with?
You know, I talked to him before the game against Western. I said, when's the last time you came off the bench? And he said, freshman year, I guess, in high school. And I said, well, that's been different, hasn't it? And he said, yeah, that's been an adjustment because he's used to playing from the get-go and playing the whole time. I guess what he said was the biggest difficulty was just the speed of the game, that when it moves up to that collegiate level, especially at the level that he's playing at now, all the players seem to be bigger and faster. And that shot that you used to get off relatively easily, now there's somebody in your face almost every time. So I think he's just adjusting to what most freshmen do, just the speed and size of the game.
Joe, Mike McIntyre is going to take the head coaching position at San Jose State, but somebody that I got to figure is very near and dear to you.
Oh, what a great guy and a great family. You know, I go back to George. George was the guy, along with Roy Kramer, that gave me really my first opportunity to do anything related to Vanderbilt, to do anything related to coaches' shows. I did Coach Mack's coaches' show his final year. And Mike was there at that time, 84 and 85, and just a terrific young man. He was always a student of the game. And he has done it the right way. He's still very young, obviously, but really, really happy for him. He's, you know, had some time with obviously Duke and with Dallas, and now this is going to be a great opportunity.
And Warren Norman named the SEC's Freshman of the Year by the Sporting News. He's going to have to clear off some more room on the shelf for another trophy.
You know, and I'm really glad to see, you know, so many times, guys, we see a player that ends up playing on a team that does not have a good season, and he's penalized for it. He doesn't get maybe the recognition that he deserves. I'm really glad to see Warren, you know, getting this recognition, people realizing that he had a tremendous year for a freshman. He's well deserving of all these.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.